Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. South Africa's political leaders have achieved an historic breakthrough under which the Inkatha Freedom Party will join next week's first all-race elections. It was hailed by President de Klerk and his successor apparent, Nelson Mandela.
This agreement, I believe, removes one of the last main causes for tension and violence in the Republic of South Africa.
This agreement is a leap forward for peace.
This is Maggie Stirner in Pretoria. It took months of wrangling and endless hours of failed negotiations, but finally Chief Minister Mangosuthu Buthelezi will be participating in South Africa's first democratic elections. The voting starts in only 7 days, so actually getting Buthelezi's Inkatha Freedom Party on the ballot will be a logistical nightmare. 80 million ballots have already been printed. Getting Buthelezi into the electoral process was vital to ensure the cooperation of the entire Zulu nation. More than 10,000 people have been killed in political violence in Natal province. All those who brokered today's deal said they hope finally the bloodshed could end. Maggie Stirner for CBS News, Pretoria.
The U.S. foreign trade deficit worsened dramatically in February to $9.7 billion, the highest level in 6 years. That was 46% higher than January's gap and had not been expected. The report highlights the problems the nation has as its economy expands at a far more rapid rate than its trading partners, many of whom are still in recession. Former President Richard Nixon has suffered a serious stroke that has left him unable to talk. The 81-year-old Mr. Nixon is reported in stable condition at New York Hospital, where he rushed last night from his home in Park Ridge, New Jersey. He was visited by daughters Tricia and Julie and the Reverend Billy Graham.
I came over here to be with members of his family and to have a prayer with them. I have a great affection for President Nixon.
Henry Kissinger got word of his old boss's stroke in Beverly Hills.
This is, of course, a very shocking thing. I think all Americans should now recall how much he has done for our country, how much we really owe him for his patriotism.
The hospital says Mr. Nixon's blood pressure stabilized overnight and that he spent a restful night. Time now 2:30 past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
British Airways presents Macbeth, in which he seeth a vision of the future.
Is this a personal video screen I see before me, the control in my hand? Come, let me clutch thee.
Oh, most noble Macbeth, thou hast before thee the power to control 8 video channels. Choices be plentiful for thee. 42 selections at last count.
And a British Airways Club World ticket is all one needeth to see such wondrous sights.
Aye, none can hold a candle to such airborne delights.
All in plain sight on yon seat in front of me.
When the vile blows and buffets of the world have so wearied thee, you have but to turneth your video on and be at peace with the world.
I shall fly British Airways Club World wrapped in my comfortable seat and watch the screen evermore, or until we toucheth ground. We exit now.
British Airways, 'tis the way we make you feeleth that makes us the world's favorite airline.
In their undeclared war against the United Nations, Bosnian Serbs have now seized 18 anti-aircraft guns from under UN control outside Sarajevo. The BBC's Bob Simpson reports on this latest UN humiliation.
The guns repossessed by the Serbs had been handed into UN custody at the Lukovica military complex, along with other heavy weapons, and were under French guard in a huge shed, like a small aircraft hangar. The building has several entrances, which 30 French soldiers had to secure. When between 100 and 150 Serb troops arrived, there simply weren't enough guards to block all the entrances.
And despite their repeated promises to stop shooting, the Serbs have also continued their sporadic shelling of Garajda, and heavy sniper fire is reported there. Newly arrived Ukrainian peacekeepers are poised, says one officer, to protect Garajda.
If I have an order to go to Garajda, I do it.
President Clinton, as Bill Plant reports, is weighing new diplomatic and military options.
The president's national security advisors will present him with a set of military and diplomatic options for Bosnia. They were worked out yesterday, and they are almost certain to include a widening of the air war and a liberalizing of the rules of air engagement in order to protect the remaining 5 Muslim enclaves in Bosnia. The U.S. action parallels in many ways the United Nations action. Both the U.S. and the U.N. were embarrassed by the Serb onslaught on Garajda after they had promised a ceasefire, and both are determined to do something more.
And this time the Russians may be more supportive, judging by the way Serb lies have angered Moscow's envoy Vitaly Churkin.
The most important step is certainly to reverse the situation of Garajda, if that is possible at all. If that does not happen, we are in big trouble, and mainly the Bosnian Serbs, they are in big trouble. But some very difficult decisions must be made by the international community.
UN Secretary General Boutros Ghali wants NATO to launch airstrikes on UN request to protect Garajda and five other UN-designated safe areas for Muslims. U.S. Ambassador Madeleine Albright agrees, and NATO today is giving the request urgent consideration. Israel is using dragnet tactics against the extremist Hamas organization, as we hear from Jesse Shulman.
Palestinian sources say agents came over rooftops and climbed walls to catch suspects by surprise and took prisoners away by the busload. Israeli sources put the number arrested during the night in the West Bank and Gaza Strip at 400 to 500. The sweep was apparently directed as much at supporters of Islamic fundamentalist groups as at the small, hard core of armed extremists. The raids followed two attacks this month on Israeli buses carried out by suicide bombers who were not experienced guerrillas but new recruits. Prime Minister Rabin has been under intense political pressure in the wake of the two bus bombings in which 12 Israelis died. Opposition leaders blame Rabin and his negotiations with the PLO for the attacks. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Jerusalem.
About 1,000 Irish and British police have mounted raids in both countries in a crackdown on IRA funding. Irish security sources call it the biggest joint move against the IRA in 25 years. Yesterday, Irish police revealed they found IRA documents suggesting a plot against top British Army officers and perhaps even Queen Elizabeth. In Gebelstadt, Germany, members of the U.S. Army's 158th Aviation Regiment have held a memorial for eight buddies killed in the mistaken shootdown of two Black Hawk helicopters over northern Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Gary Coleman spoke of the dead.
I do not know why our comrades, friends, and loved ones had to die. I do know that they would be proud of their battalion, their companies, their detachment, and their families.
Of the 26 killed in that friendly fire shootdown, 15 were Americans. UN peacekeepers in Rwanda say 9 refugees were killed, more than 40 wounded today, when about 30 shells slammed into and around the national stadium in Kigali. The shelling between the rebel Rwanda Patriotic Front and government forces broke out a day after the UN called on both sides to end all hostilities. It's 7 minutes past.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Mr. Carroll, as we are very selective about who we hired calculating accountants, we'd like to give you a quick proficiency test.
Sure.
Okay, if we purchased 12 cases of paper clips at $41 a case, but then resold our surplus back to our secondary supplier at 89% of cost, adjusting for flux in the price index, what would our gross yield be?
$965 per annum.
Correct. Now, if the European gold market was at 3/10 of the annualized median, what would the advisable investment schedule be?
65 days.
Right. What is the tax break on a secondary Highline Resort unit?
16%.
Fine. Now, if our client purchased 12 HP ScanJet 2P flatbed scanners, amortizing payments through two quarters, how would it affect our third quarter budget?
Now, is that the HP ScanJet 2P at old or current price levels?
I have no idea.
Well, the HP ScanJet 2P has a new reduced price of under $599.
I'm sorry. That's not my final.
In case you didn't know, the HP ScanJet 2P has a new low price.
Oh, and are we or are we not factoring in the unlisted value of the free OCR software for scanning text?
I don't have that information.
All this at under $599, including built-in software to make scanning easier. See your Yellow Pages for the Hewlett-Packard dealer nearest you or call 1-800-SCANJET for a free video.
40 children were injured this morning when two school buses collided in the Highlands area of Louisville, Kentucky. Most of the injuries were minor, but one child suffered a head injury and another is being checked for internal injuries. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Dr. Jack Kevorkian for breaking Michigan's ban on assisted suicide. Jeff Gilbert reports from WWJ Detroit.
This is the challenge that Dr. Kevorkian has been seeking.
I assisted Thomas Hyde in a merciful suicide. There's no doubt about that. I stated emphatically.
Thomas Hyde was a victim of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Kevorkian making this statement just hours after Hyde's death last August. While prosecutors will certainly use the statement against him, Kevorkian's attorney is expected to appeal to the jury's emotions and what he considers a right not to suffer. This trial is going ahead even though two other judges have declared Michigan's ban on assisted suicide unconstitutional. That question is currently in front of an appeals court, which could make its opinion known at any time. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Space Shuttle Endeavour is due home this morning after a 10-day radar mapping mission, touchdown scheduled for 8:52 Pacific time. Chrysler has announced booming first-quarter earnings of $938 million, in line with expectations. Overseas, the dollar is lower. On Wall Street, the Dow is off a fraction. It's 10 minutes past the hour.